Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Altoona, Pennsylvania. Famous Altoona for the horseshoe curve of the Pennsylvania Railroad and Rigert's Gas and Oil. We go to Rigert's Gas and Oil Station not because we need a fill-up, but because this is the story of America coming of age in the early 20th century, needing gas stations for the horseless carriages, a.k.a. automobiles, cars, that dominated the 20th century. Now in the 21st century, there is under consideration by the national government, the state government, the county government, maintaining those automobiles, but no longer using gas or gasoline or diesel fuel, but using the electric vehicles that are constructed magically. I welcome Selena Zito because she's going to take us to Altoona, to 3205 6th Avenue in Altoona, Blair County, Pennsylvania, and introduce us to a man who's now the manager of this very old and extremely important station, Rigert's. His name is Rusty Brown. Selena, this station, I don't know it's the oldest in the solar system, but it certainly has reason to think it's the oldest in Pennsylvania. It has your informant, Mr. Brown, standing next to a gas pump that looks to date from, what, the early 1920s, something like that. Good day to you, Selena.
Good day to you. It's always lovely to go to Altoona. And yes, the gas station is the oldest in the country that is still in use. It opened in 1909. It originally started as a blacksmith shop, like many gas stations did back in the day. And people had open containers when they got their gasoline. That soon became gas pumps, as we know them today, a version of that. And the Rigert's has never closed down. And it's very unique to the era that it was built. Everything, because it's located with the railroad tracks behind it, everything that built it came off of the railroads, including the cinder blocks. And so it has been there. It's not even on the main highway. So it's very, it sort of says something about the people of Altoona. That they continuously go there, you know, well over 100 years after it first opened.
Altoona, Pennsylvania is something in my imagination because I rode the Pennsylvania Railroad passenger cars from Cincinnati to Philadelphia when I was 11 years old with my brother. I was in charge. And so I remember the conductor coming to me and saying, "Here, look out there. This is the horseshoe curve. You can see the back of the train." It's extremely famous, but also in Altoona are the yards where the Pennsylvania Railroad built the locomotives for near to 100 years. The Pennsylvania Railroad used Altoona as its way station and its R&D for the future. So this is part of Americana that gives us the railroads and the automobiles. We're now discussing the automobiles, but Selena, what is Altoona today? Is it a small town or has it maintained a storefront, a main street? What does it look like?
Oh, it's still, there's still plenty of railroad business there. The railroad station is there. It's the home of the Altoona Curve baseball team, triple A baseball team, on a beautiful, amazing, ballpark, that mimics, Pittsburgh Pirate ballpark in the city of Pittsburgh, PNC Park. And, it still thrives off of the railroad, still is the largest employer there. There's oil and gas there. There is a lot of tourism recreational because it has some of the, that is where Spruce Creek Creek is, and it's considered some of the best trout fishing in America, and it's right down the road from Penn State.
Yes, what we're looking at here is competitive trout fishing. You note that. Selena always finds the best trout fishing in Pennsylvania. When we're in Montana, she might find the best trout fishing in Montana. But let's get to what Reigart's represented. Sam Reigart bought it from the Hinkle blacksmith, sold it to the Martin Oil Company in 1978. All these decades, it's maintained its storefront atmosphere, the oldest gas station. And now, here come the electric vehicles. Is Sam, is Mr. Brown or Martin's, are they adapting to the EV of the near future?
Well, the Martin's oil company, which is a local oil company, owns them. All these small businesses received grants or in the process of receiving grants to do research on EV. The thing that people are annoyed with, this is how I got to this, to writing this story, is that when the new infrastructure bill came out, it had $7 billion in it for placing charging stations in gas in roadsides. I shouldn't say in gas stations, but in roadsides locations across the country. In other words, the government is making us, the Catholic taxpayer, pay for the charging stations for electric vehicles. And everyone that I spoke to found it odd that because when gas stations were first built, no one gave them money to put gas stations up. They did it out of their own resources. You know, they saw an opportunity and they built it. And when I talked to a congressional staffer when I was writing the story about the monies allotted for these charging stations, well, he said, well, of course, the government wants you to use an electric car. So they're trying to force you to do that. And you're paying for it. And it's just sort of astounding that the government is picking. Well, it shouldn't be. Government picks winners and losers all the time. And they want to force you to use electric vehicles.
Martin's Oil Company has a number of general stores, you say, across central Pennsylvania. And it sells heating oil as well as gasoline.
Yes.
My impression here is that they're going to find a way to adapt to a hybrid environment of the near future. In other words, a few EVs, because they remain expensive. And I take it from the remarks of your informant, Mr. Brown, they're out of the reach of people who live in Altoona, Pennsylvania. However, they do plan to be in business with EVs. So my understanding, are they going to have an EV charger on the property or near to the property? What's their thinking about Reigart's?
They haven't come to a conclusion yet. They're in the research phase. Look, a Tesla, you know, God bless them for creating that and the ingenuity that went into that. However, the average Tesla costs more than the average salary of someone in Altoona, yearly salary.
And that takes us to the question about Altoona adapting to this, Pennsylvania adapting to this, because Pennsylvania's prosperity, if I generalize a little bit, you'll help me, Selena, is based on fossil fuels. Is that fair to say that what we have here is an economy that is transformed because of natural gas and is built upon the original discovery of oil once upon a time in Pennsylvania? The Keystone State has prospered since the 19th century because of fossil fuel.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pennsylvania's economy relies heavily on two things, agriculture and energy. And those two are completely intertwined because you will find you will find pumps on farms. And some of these natural gas pumps, you can't even tell that they're there. And some of them have saved farms, in particular in the 2008 during the Great Recession, from family farms from going under because of the leased monies that the farmers received. They have saved a lot of those farms. So those two go hand in hand. You're absolutely right about that.
Selena Zito, writing for the New York Post, The Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We're going to travel now to politicians in the 21st century who are presented with this matrix of the future, the present, and the past, and prosperity. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.